Okay, so our learning this evening being Lezecher Nishmas.
Yitzchak Asher.
Ben Rav Moshe. Words of Torah Shabbat Yitzchak Shamash. Again, we started learning about the Chazon Ish's approach to Bitachon, which again, I mean, we'll just go, we can start again from the beginning. I think it took a while last time because we just did it slowly. But the number of words that we covered were not so many. But he writes like this, he says, there's a mistake that many have when it comes to bitachon. There's the midah which is praised as a major tenet by, I think here he does mean chasidim. What does bitachon mean? So they assume that bitachon means that you have an obligation to believe. That there are two possibilities of how things are going to develop. And it's not determined yet. Achas tova v'lo shnia. And one outcome is good and one is not. Ki betach yiyeh tov. That we have an obligation to believe that the good will happen. V'im istapik. And if a person doubts that. V'choshesh and starts planning al hipach hatov for the bad possibility. Hu mechusar bitachon. The only reason somebody's going to do that is because if they're lacking in their bitachon. And then, if it doesn't happen, it must be that it didn't happen because your bitachon was lacking. But if you had full-fledged bitachon, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what, would save you. That is the mistake. More than that, that would mean that if somebody is very, very ill, and according to this, then, and if you, this approach would say that if you believed 100, I don't know who the you is, but if you believe, I guess the person himself, 100% that I've trusted Hashem that it's going to be fine, that then it will be fine, and the person will get better. This is the what he calls the mistaken approach to bitachon. That's not what bitachon means. Vein hara zu bitachon nechon. That's incorrect. Shekosh lo nizbar benevua gar la asin ein asin mechra. As long as it has not been told to us by a Navi what is going to happen in the future, then the future has not yet been determined. And if the future has not yet been determined, then both options are possibilities. Who knows what Hashem's calculations are? So what is bitachon? Having bitachon, having trust in Hashem, means that I have complete confidence that nothing happens by chance in this world. Whether the good option or the bad option happen, it's because Hashem designed it that way, and that's what He wanted. Okay, fine. That was really all we got to last time, but it took us about 10-12 minutes just to, again, because it's a lot. It's a lot there, but again, I think. I think to us we relate a little bit more to this, but there definitely is a school of thought out there that if somebody is chas v'shalom sick, to prepare or to think about the possibility the person is not going to get better, it's a lack of bitachon. And that, again, according to the Chazon Ish, not true. Doug pointed out very well at the afterwards last time that, again, that's part of the discussion when it comes to insurance and life insurance. Again, I think we're from the school of thought that it's irresponsible not to have life insurance. You have a responsibility to do whatever is in your hishtadlus to take care of your loved ones. And if part of that hishtadlus, the same way we go to work is hishtadlus, if part of the hishtadlus is making sure that if chas v'shalom something does happen to whoever the breadwinner is, or then you can make whatever calculations you need to make, that the people will be taken care of. So it's not a lack of bitachon. But if you believed that only the good could happen if you have proper bitachon, so then it is a lack of bitachon to have the insurance.
So like bitachon, not that the good outcome, but whatever it is the right outcome.
So we had that a little bit of a discussion last time, also that took up a lot of time. Also, no. Again, I think I believe that it's a two-step process. One step is the belief that it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. There is the Gemara, called the Avir Rachaman on top, that everything Hashem does is for the good. That's, I think, an even deeper level. To understand and appreciate that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is out of His love for us. I think it's possible to have one without the other. And to just say that, this stinks. God wants it this way. Good or not good, I don't know. I mean, it's good in the world to come. Again, the level to strive towards is that it is good. and we don't understand how it's good. That's certainly the higher. But again, I don't know if that's part of bitachon per se. That might be a little bit of a level above. But again, certainly something that's worth striving towards. But again, our school of thought, I think, is very comfortable with this, that, yeah, we have to plan for all eventualities. The key is to believe that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is controlling it, no matter which of the possibilities it's going to be. And our job is to trust in Him, and then do whatever ishtalus is necessary on either side. Okay. That's really all we saw last time. Then he writes, "Uvios pula semun al arke achaim yuchal midos bnei adam." Then he writes language is important. And again, he seems to be using emuna and bitachon almost interchangeably here. We'll have to wait another chapter or two to understand, or sub chapter within these chapters, not within Parak Beis, a different letter. He'll explain the relationship between emuna and bitachon. But what he says like this: our faith in Hashem, our trust in Hashem, is a midah just like any other midah. And what that means is like this: when it comes to any trait that we have, whether it's humility or being merciful with other people, whatever the midah may be. It's not something which is very clearly defined, that it has to be only this way. That im tafsi kitzba tufsa tzurasu, kli shavu eno kli el cheres. You know, the second one is even the clearer example. When you have a vessel, the vessel is either whole or the vessel is broken. There's no in between. But our midos are not like that, and we know that. We know it within ourselves, and we know that within people we interact with. There are people who have more of a tendency towards anger. There are people who are nicer people. There are people who are more humble. It doesn't mean that they have achieved Moshe Rabbeinu, that he is the Anav Mikol Adam. I don't know if it's a sliding scale is the right way to look at it, but our midos, you know, they're the extremes, and you can be at a different point along that scale. Says that emunah and bitachon Hashem is like that also. It's not an all or nothing. It doesn't mean that if somebody doesn't have full 100% trust in Hashem, not just saying it, but feeling it, that means he's an apikoros. It's not an all or nothing. It's not that the kli is whole or the kli is broken. They fluctuate, they move. Every person who's a good person has humility and has rachamim, but doesn't mean that he's perfected it. Doesn't mean that people are equal. You can have people who have humility, but it's not the same. Different levels. The same thing with amuna. And again, I think this is an important point. Again, it makes a lot of sense. But I don't know that we always articulate this. We always think of, you know, we think of our emunah sometimes as all or nothing. But it's not like that. Yesh b'madrigos, Zel Mamas, there are levels. Uktane emunah gamechem amunim. Right? The famous Rashi about that Noach is miktane emunah. You gotta figure out what that means, and, you know, even about somebody like a Noach, right? When the waters, you have to wait for the waters to push him into the teva. But as long as somebody has emunah, he's a mamin. He's a mamin. Unless he's at the point where he has actively denied, let's say, at least one of the aspects of the Ani Mamins, he's still considered to be a Mamin. It's weak. And it's not ruling over him. There are some people whose Amunah will be strong enough to stop them from doing, you know, certain terrible averas, but it's not going to be something which is a driving force in their lives. And other people, you see them, you see that person, you're like, the only way that person can live through what he's living through is if he has faith in God. There's no other way to explain it. But even within the righteous people, there are different levels. So when a person encounters something, right? And the natural tendency is that a person should feel that it is dangerous. It becomes difficult at those times to think, you know, God is controlling everything, and whatever is going to happen is supposed to, whatever that moment is, when Chas V'Shalom, our life is, you know, flashing in front of our eyes, whatever the sudden emergency is. If a person at that moment can't fully feel that it's God who's in control, that to realize that it's not just by chance. And everything comes from Hashem. If the person in that kind of situation can fully believe that whatever is going to happen at this point is what God wants, and there's a certain comfort in that, and I don't know, even if I believe that, it doesn't mean it's going to turn out good, that person has really mastered bitachon. And we don't look for those opportunities, you know, to come our way in order to prove to ourselves whether we have it or not. But those are the moments. But those are the moments that we see that the bitachon is there. The other times when it comes up to feeling the trait of this bitachon is at times when there's possible suffering. And even when a person, Rachman Latzan, is suffering, to be able to think and to strengthen that it didn't come by chance. I don't know why God did. I don't understand it. But I know that this is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'ein mikra ba'olam, there is no chance. Klal, rakakol mi'ito yisbech, everything comes. Nefki she'amr l'lionis and papas. Story of l'lionis and papas who are about to be killed. Generals wanted to kill them and said, the Roman general wanted to kill them and said, you know, if your God is, was able to save Hanan and Mishael and Vazar, he can save you guys also. And they said whatever they said. But in the end, they said, listen, if he wants us to die, it's going to be you. And if it's not you, it's going to be somebody else. So do what you got to do. That was a tremendous level of, again, they didn't say in the chutzpah, the way to try to, push him in that direction. But they were just trying to get the point. If this is what's going to happen, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Let's just finish up this paragraph. Gam ilu shel hatzolah shetibas meyodom mishtadom mishtanos etzel aboteach. Once we've mastered this midah of bitachon, then the ways that we're going to try and save ourselves are going to change. Kitachas lirdof achar nedivim v'sarim levakesh tachpulo shav yifash b'shavuteach b'maisav yifanas libo l'tshuvat v'lot tzok l'havir esrov agzira. That's an interesting final point that he makes. He says that once a person becomes comfortable that everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there is no mikra, so then automatically it's going to impact the hishtadlus that he does. The regular hishtadlus a person is going to do. But sometimes we go overboard. And sometimes there's a 0.000 whatever chance are actually going to work. And we start making phone calls and all these different possibilities. At a certain point, if it's not something which we should perceive as the normal hishtadlus that should be done, then, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan is going to be what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan is. Sometimes we over-hishtadlus ourselves. And what he's saying is, if we've mastered bitachon, then we come to the calculation of, or it's not always easy to make. Maybe, you know, suffic hishtadlus we have to do. But to go, and do, he says, you know, start asking for this favor and this favor, when you know it's probably not even going to get us anywhere. He says, if you really have bitachon, that's not going to be the way to go. What is the way to go? Is to work on ourselves. At that point, it's doing tshuva. It's tefillah. It's masim tovim. Again, I don't want to make sure it's clear. This is not get rid of normal hishtadlus. But hishtadlus in the sense that there's very little chance it's going to work anyway, but we feel like we have no choice what to do. At that point, he says, if we have bitachon, then it's about turning inwards and turning towards Him and working on ourselves. And the doing the regular hishtalos, but not going above and beyond. Okay, Bezus Hashem, we'll see more about this. Hopefully tomorrow night should work. I'll text out if I can't make it.